Avakami Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baba Kama Bavli, Daf Kuf Yud Daled. Begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Not lu mochfin ef chamoyvoi v'nostaloi chamo acher, not lu halistim ksusoi v'nostaloi ksus acher, acheres, v'yeilu shaloi mipnei sha'abalim mesyar shemehem. If tax collectors took a person's donkey and gave to him a different one, or bandits took his garment and gave him a different one, he may keep it because the owner despairs. Amatzil miyad hanahal miyad lalistim in nisyay shabaylim hoi elu shaloi. If one saved property from a river or from bandits, if the owner despaired, the one who saved it may keep it. V'chein nachil shal dvoyrim im nisyay shabaylim hoi elu shaloi. Similarly, if the owner of a swarm of bees despaired, the finder may keep it. Amrav Yochanan ben Breka, Ne'emenes isha oi cotton loima mikan yadfa nechel ve. Mahalich lefich sadeu, venotel, es nechiloi veim hizik mashalim masha hizik. Rav Yochanan ben Breka says that a woman or child is believed to say that a swarm of bees pass this way. The owner may enter the field to which they went to take them. If he damaged, he pays for the damage. Avaloi yakoitz es a zecha amanas liten damim. He may not cut off the branch though, on which they made their hive with intent to pay for it. The Rishmal ben Eishav Rav Yochanan ben Breka Omer Koitzes v'Nes and Dam, whereas the Rishmal ben Yochanan ben Breka permits to cut it and pay for it. And the Gemara says, Tani Hamatzil min Agayis min Adalika Mishun v'Samei Hayam Mishun v'Sanar Vayelu Shaloi. The Baisa says, if one saved to mate from troops, from a fire, from a high tide, or an overflowing river, he may keep it because we assume that the owner despaired. Similarly, if the owner of a swarm of bees despaired, the finder may keep it. Papa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that our Mishnah says that a woman or child is believed to identify who owns a swarm of bees. It's discussing theft of a moving, flying swarm. The owner owned it only midrabanan. However, if it was on his branch, then it's considered theft of the Torah, and a woman or child would not be believed. And the Gemara points out that the child or woman is believed only immediately, but if he or she left and returned, I say that he said so due to fear of the one for whom he testified or for enticement reasons. Ani Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka Omer Tanai Beis Din Hu Lakutz Ze Seicha V'Nosen Domim She'amanas Kein Hinchel Yehoshua Yisrael Es Haaretz. The Baisa says that Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breka, says it's a condition of Beis Din that he may cut the branch and pay for it. Yehoshua made inheritance of Eretz Yisrael dependent on this.